சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். இந்த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் we saw the meaning of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is the text granthataha arthataha cha Brihatvat Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Granthataha means quantitatively big. Arthataha means qualitatively, by its meaning wise also, big Upanishad. Aranye anuchyamanatvat aranyakam. Since it is generally learnt by Vanaprastha ashramis or sannyasis in the forest, therefore it is called Aranyakam. Aranye anuchyamanatvat, studied by, learned by those people who are Vanaprasthis or sannyasibhi. So, sannyasinaha sannyasivihi. A sannyasi is learned from a sannyasi in the forest. It's called Aranyakam. Or a vanaprasthi learned from the sannyasi is also called Aranyakam. It is a forest, not Kesari High School. They have learned there. Therefore, it is called Aranyakam. Total name is called Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Upanishad is a text here. The ritualistic portion of Veda, the Karma Kanda, those rituals, sacrifices can perform by a grihastha at household ashrama. Grihasthashrama is meant for Purva Veda or Purva Bhaga of Veda, Karma Kanda, all Vedic rituals. That is Grihasthashrama meant for that. Then Vanaprasthashrama is meant for Upasana, meditations. Then Jnana Kanda meant for those sannyasis. Our sannyasashrama indicates Jnana Kanda. You can take both the ways. Jnana Kanda is for those people who are renunciates or monks. So now, how the Vedic design we have to visualize? From Brahmacharya ashrama, after Adhyayanam, one has to enter into Grihastha ashrama, taking the Karma Kanda of Veda, implementing the rituals, Agnihotradi rituals. Those days Agnihotrams. Nowadays household duties and social responsibilities. We can take like that nowadays, because people are not doing any Vaidika karma. What are the household duties present days? No. Household duties, Vaidika karma, are converted into Nitya Puja. And that person will get maturity at the age of 50, 60. After doing lot of Karma Kanda, then he is supposed to enter into Vanaprastha ashrama, taking up Japa and Upasana, meditation, mantra japa, tapas. After getting that chitta ekagrata, he can renounce everything, taking sannyasa ashrama, studying shastra, jnana kanda. Three ashramas, three kandas. Grihastashrama, karma kanda. Vanaprasthashrama, upasana kanda. Sannyasa ashrama, jnana kanda. This is the design given by the scriptures. These activities, you know, karma kanda level, when once he performs all activities, naturally he will get detachment. He is supposed to get detachment. After doing all household duties, taking care of parents, taking care of children, he will become a mature person. Then he is mature enough to study shastra. Sanyasibhyaha sakashat sanyasi pathati iti. That is the meaning here. But you don't take it in real sannyas here. Sannyasi means internal sannyasa you can take. Even though you are all in grihastha ashrama, you can take yourself as vanaprasthi or sannyasi. You need not wear, you know, akar robes. Internally you are all mukshus sannyasis. Therefore you can study what? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Adhikada in the kada illa yen solrana, you should not feel bad. We are not sannyasins. How can we study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad? Doesn't matter. Internal sannyasa is emphasized here. Ready for Shravanam, Natham, Brahma Vidya. Aranye sanyasibhi sanyasibhyaha sakashat anuchyamanatvat brihadaranyak upanishadana. That's why Shankaracharya ki famous, no, favorite Upanishad. Our sannyasi illiyo. Then our favorite Upanishad. Therefore he writes elaborate bhashyam for this. His favorite Upanishad. Now, in this we saw three kandams. The last class I have pointed out. First kandam is called Madhu kandam. Second kandam is called Muni kandam. Third kandam is called Kila kandam. Second kandam, that is Muni kandam, can be called as what? Agnyavalkya kandam or Vajasaneya kandam. Madhu kandam is Upadesha Pradhana kandam. Teaching is highly prominent. Upadesha Pradhana kandam. Or you can put it as Shravana Pradhana Kandam. Shravana Pradhana Kandam. Whereas that second Kanda, Muni Kandam, Upapatti Pradhana Kandam, Reasoning Pradhanam or Manana Pradhana Kandam. Muni Kandam or the second Kanda is Reasoning Pradhanam or Upapatti Pradhanam. So Shravanam over in the first kanda, what you have to do? Mananam. You have to remove your doubts. That is Upapatti Kandam or Muni Kandam. The Khila Kandam is miscellaneous kandam. Aviyal madri. All mixed. Karma, Upasana. So, fully mixed in that. All rituals are involved in that kandam. Khila kandam. We can take it as Nididhyasana kandam. Meditation kandam. Nididhyasanam. ശ്രവണ മനന നിധിധ്യാസനം യു ഗാട്ട് ത്രൂ ദീസ് ത്രീ കാണ്ടംസ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് കാണ്ടം ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. മുനികാണ്ഡം ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. ഖിലകാണ്ഡം ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. ടോട്ടലി ഹൗ മെനി ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്? കാൽക്കുലേറ്റർ വേണമോ? വേണ്ട. സിക്സ് ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആർ ഹൈലി വേദാന്തിക് പോർഷൻസ്, പ്രഡോമിനൻ്റ്ലി വേദാന്തിക് പോർഷൻ. മെയിൻ ടീച്ചിങ് കംസ് ദയർ. ഫസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. ദ തേർഡ് കാണ്ഡം ആർ ഫൈവ് ആൻഡ് സിക്സ്. ദോസ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആർ ആൾസോ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ഫോർ അതർ റീസൺസ്. റിച്വൽസ്, ഉപാസന, ദർ ആർ സോ മെനി തിങ്സ് which are very very important to show to grihasthas, to direct the grihasthas preparation matter. So this is the background we saw in the last class, and we saw that Shankaracharya wrote a elaborate bhashyam commentary. Now we have to see that bhashyam and Vartikam also I have pointed out. Shankaracharya wrote Bhashyam, very huge Bhashyam, very big and very very significant Bhashyam. So Bhashyam wise it is big, content wise also his way of presentation Bhashyam is also very very unique. How we come to know that it is a unique Bhashyam commentary? He has written so many Bhashyams, previous other Upanishads also. But what is the uniqueness of this Bhashyam? Upon this Bhashyam, there are many commentaries. There are sub-commentaries. Secondary commentary. Commentary upon commentary. Shankaracharya's Bhashyam is a commentary upon Brihadaranyaka mantras, which is in a Brahmana format, prose format. Belong to which shakha? Kanva shakha. Kanva shakha. Belong to which Veda? Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda. Taittiriya belong to which Veda? Krishna Yajurveda. So Shukla Yajurveda sambandhiya, Shatapada Brahmana sambandhiya, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In that there are two shakhas, Kanva shakha and Madhyandina shakha. Shankaracharya wrote Bhashyam only to Kanva shakha. But he didn't touch the Madhyandina Shakha. Vidyaranya Muni wrote commentary upon Madhyandina Shakha. Independently he wrote Vidyaranya Muni of Sringeri. Highly intellectual giants, all acharyas. All are highly intellectual giants. Upon Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, there is the one Vartika which is very very famous. Vartikam is called Sureshwaracharya Bhashya Vartikam, because he commented upon Shankaracharya Bhashyam in a poetry form, verse form. Therefore it is called Vartikam. Brihadaranya Vartikam, Brihat Vartikam. In 12,000 verses he has written. 12,000 verses. Imagine how big it is now. Half of Ramayana, 24,000 Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. Half that 12,000 verses. upon Shankara's commentary, not Brihadaranyakam. Upon Shankara's commentary, Bhashyakara's commentary, he writes 12,000 verses. Upon that Vartikam, Vidyaranya Muni writes Vartika Sara Sangrahana. Vartika Sara. Vidyaranya Muni writes Vartika Saram upon what? Sureshwaracharya's Vartikam. That means, imagine, Bhashyakara must be thorough in Brihadaranyaka whole Upanishad. Sureshwaracharya must be thorough in Brihadaranyaka mantras and 12,000 Bhashya, Shankaracharya's Bhashya, he must be thorough. Otherwise, how can he write 12,000 verses? Now, Vidyaranya Muni wrote what? Vartika Sara. That means, Vidyaranya Muni must be competent enough to know that Brihadaranyaka mantra, Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, Sureshwaracharya's Vartikam. Imagine how great they are. Upon that Vidyaranya Muni's Vartika Sara, another commentator wrote Vartika Sara Sangrahan. Idu padikiradhukku namakku peru padikiradhukku we are tired. Another commentator wrote Vartika Sara Sangrahan. This Brihat Vartikam, Brihadaranya Vartikam of Sureshwaracharya has got another name, Vartikamritam. Vartikamritam. Now we can look into that. What is Bhashyam? Vartikam is slightly different from the Bhashyam. What is the definition of Bhashyam? Bhashyam, the definition gives in a one shloka form. That shloka runs like this. Sutrartho varnyate yatra vakhyai sutranusaribhihi. First line. Sutrartho varnyate yatra vakhyai sutranusaribhihi. Padani cha varnyante bhashyam bhashya vido viduhu. Swapadani cha varnyante. You can write swapadani cha varnyante bhashyam bhashya vido viduhu. What is the meaning? Bhashyam is that commentary in artham. Commentary upon the text. In a textual order. Eppadi and the mantra irukku text la and the word to word order he has to write. Textual order la when they write, that is called Bhashyam. He cannot jump to the second mantra or third mantra. He has to go word by word. He has to present, he has to comment upon every word, every sentence. That is the meaning. Pathakramataha. We can call it as Pathakramataha, means a textual. Keeping the textual order. Pathakramataha. Then Sutrartho Varnyate. A pithi statement. Very, very terse statement. Pithi statement. They will take up and they will comment upon. When you look into the sutra, you cannot understand. That is called a pithi statement or a terse statement. That statement they take, Bhashyakara, and writes upon that, comments upon that. Sutrarthaha, that is called sutrarthaha. Upanishadic mantra also can be called as sutram. Upanishadic mantras also can be called as sutram. சூத்திர சதிருஷா, ஈக்குவல் டு சூத்திரம், சூத்திர சதிருஷா. When the Bhashyakara comment upon some sutras, that Upanishadic mantra, sometimes that commentary also tough, suppose. What he is commenting is also terse, very difficult to understand. Again, he comment upon his own commentary. Svapadani cha varnyate. His own words, again he comments upon. You know, people may not understand that some quotations they bring, and again he presents it in a svapadani, his own words. And the svapadani cha varnyante. That is called bhashyam iti bhashya vidaha viduhu. The knowers of bhashyam gives this is the meaning of bhashyam ani chulram. Who can give this meaning? Bhashya vidaha. The knowers of bhashyam only can give the meaning of bhashyam. Who can give other than bhashya vidaha? Bhashya vido viduhu. The sutrartho varnyate yatra வாக்கை சூத்ராநுசாரிபிஹி அனுசாரிபிஹி. அது இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். ஸ்வபதானி ச வர்ண்யந்தே பாஷ்யம் பாஷ்ய விதோ விதுஹு. தென் வாட் இஸ் வார்த்திகம்? நாட் ஈஸி டு ஸ்டடி புகிரதாரண்யகம். புரியுதா? இட் இஸ் லைக் எ டெஸ்டிங் ஃபார் அஸ், அவர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட். So Shankaracharya can be called as Bhashyakara. Dayananda Swamiji always used the word Bhashyakara. Swamiji never say Shankaracharya. Instead of Shankaracharya, he says Bhashyakara. I love that word when Pooja Swamiji utter Bhashyakara, Bhashyakara, he says all the time. So Bhashyakara has to comment upon on his own bhashyam in his own words also. So Bhashyakara has got freedom, but he cannot change the mantras. Orderly he has to write. Now come to the Vartikam definition. What is Vartikam? Why I am talking about Bhashyam Vartikam? Because of their those great acharyas only we are able to understand the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. மந்திரம் நீங்கள் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் இஃப் யூ ரீட், வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் எக்ஸாக்ட் மீனிங். தேர்ஃபோர் ரியலி யூ ஹாவ் டு தேங்க் தோஸ் பாஷ்யக்காராஸ் அண்ட் வார்த்திகக்காராஸ். த பர்சன் ஹூ ரைட்ஸ் வார்த்திகம் இஸ் கால்டு வார்த்திகக்காரா. த பாஷ்யம் ரிட்டன் பை எ பர்சன் இஸ் கால்டு பாஷ்யக்காரா. எ பர்சன் ஹூ ரைட்ஸ் த வார்த்திகம் இஸ் கால்டு வார்த்திகக்காரா. Sureshwaracharya is very famous for his Vartikams. Not only Brihadaranyakam, Sureshwaracharya Saraswati Sa. Sureshwaracharya, one of the disciples of Shankaracharya. They say Mandana Mishra only became Sureshwaracharya later. Very, very intellectual giant, no? Great. So Vartikakara Sureshwaracharya, he wrote Vartikam upon Taittiriyopanishad, Taittiriyopanishad, the Bhashyam of Shankaracharya. And Dakshinamurti Stotram also he has written Vartikam. It is called Manasollasa. Manasollasa. Highly technical, no? Manasollasa. Dakshinamurti Slokam Puriyarade Kashtam. Adhi mele ivaru commentary enna. For each shloka, he writes 20 to 30 shlokas. For each Dakshinamurti Stotram, he writes elaborately Manasollasa. My grandmother used to study Manasollasa. I received that Manasollasa from her only. But they used to read as a stotra. They respect that. Then after studying Upanishad only, we come to know how depth, how much depth is there in that beautiful text. Now the Vartika definition is ukta anukta duruktanam chinta yatra pravartate. Ukta anukta duruktanam chinta yatra pravartate. Tam grantham vartikam prahuhu vartika jna manishinaha. Manishinaha means wise people. Wise people say this is the definition of vartikam. What it means? Bukta. Vartikam is in shloka form, which is uktanam chinta. Whatever Bhashyakara says, uktanam, whatever Bhashyakara says, already said, it has to be discussed. Uktanam chinta. Chinta anna nama chinta kadiyadu. Okay. Chinta means here discussion. Uktanam chinta. Whatever said in Bhashyam, it has to be discussed. Not only that, anuktanam chinta. Whatever is left over, no? Not discussed in Bhashyam, also must be discussed in Vartikam. If Bhashyakara left any portion anywhere, not commented totally up to the mark, suppose Vartikakara feels, he can write. Anuktanam chintapi. What a right, what a power he has got, you see. And writing on Guru's Bhashyam itself, or Sishya writing, na, how much courage he must have. Not only anukta chinta, he can say, if there is any flaw in his Bhashyam, Shankaracharya wrote like this, this is not the right meaning, I want to present in this way, and Sishya can write upon Guru's Bhashyam. That means, Shastra gives how much freedom. Imagine. Shastra never says, you have to respect Guru says, but you have right to discuss. You must be honest, intellectually honest enough. Appadi illa adella sollakoodadhu. And must be genuine. Genuine, and you honestly you have to present. These are the flaws in Bhashyam. I want to present in this way. This is the easy method. This is the method we have to see. He can write. What a greatness, na? Anuktanam chinta. And he can also write his own way of presentation also. While discussing what are already discussed, what are all not already not discussed, he can write and he can change also. He has studied from Shankaracharya only. This is the greatness of Vartikam. We can call it as Vartika Prasthanam. Vartika Prasthanam or Vartikakara School of Thought. The School of Thought. See, now three magnum opus. First magnum opus is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Second magnum opus is Shankaracharya's Bhashyam on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Third magnum opus is Vartikam of Sureshwaracharya on Shankara's Bhashyam. Three magnum opus. So therefore Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is so great. Therefore, what? Let us study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Let us see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.